A terrifying scene in Lynbrook. It all started when a tractor trailer filled with gravel crashed into a car on Sunrise Highway. The driver was killed, and now some people are saying the accident could have been prevented. News 12's Andrew Anger is in Lynbrook. And Andrew, how did it happen?
Danielle, as many folks know, Sunrise Highway is an extremely busy road, and tonight is definitely no different. But here at Atlantic Avenue, there's a slight bend in the road. Add in narrow sidewalks and buildings that butt up right next to them, creating the illusion of narrower traffic lanes. And residents who live around here say last night's accident was not a surprise.
They go by pretty fast, and if you stand over there, the cars practically go on the sidewalk. Like when you're waiting for the light, they pass the sidewalk.
They come flying down here, and you can see sometimes they have a tough time keeping control around the bend because they're going at a good speed.
It's a problem residents who live near the intersection of Sunrise Highway and Atlantic Avenue have seen for years. Cars and trucks speeding around a slight bend in Sunrise Highway. So another accident, though they say is unfortunate, was not a surprise. There was little rescue personnel could do to save the driver of this car, 53-year-old Frank Latino of Valley Stream. He was killed instantly when a tractor trailer filled with gravel tipped over. Police say the truck driven by Frank Rosado of Brooklyn was trying to negotiate the curb, lost control, fishtailed, and tipped over onto Latino's car around 3:20 Thursday morning. Residents who live near the accident site say there have been other wrecks here. But a crossing guard does help nearby elderly residents cross the road safely.
It's tough. It's tough. And we're down a policeman on the corner there. It's a tough of it.
Well, those crossing guards are stationed here by the village of Lynbrook from about sun up to about sundown until just about after the rush hour. Now, the driver of the truck that was involved in last night's accident, Frank Rosado, he did survive. But Nassau County Police did charge him with driving with a suspended license in addition to several equipment violations. Right now, it is unknown if speed was a factor in last night's accident.
Andrew, any talk of doing something to improve this roadway?
Well, we've heard a lot of different things from residents here in the neighborhood, all pointing to some money that was possibly allocated by State Senator Dean Skelos's office. We put a call into him, and he hasn't gotten back to us just yet. But if any road was going to need some improvements from financial-wise from the state, I would say this road definitely needs it. It's a little tight around here.
All right, Andrew. Thank you.